For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
Say to God, God, help my heart this morning. As your word comes, may I be affected. Pray that prayer. Say to the Lord, Lord, may I not be just a hearer of your word. May I be not someone who just hears your word, but may I be a person who would actually be affected by your word. Pray for an impartation. Ask God to impart you with his word this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Come, I want to hear you pray. Pray. Ask him to help you this morning. Give you a clear understanding. Ask him to help you not to find the word, but that your heart will be open to hear his word. Father, help us. Jesus, help us. We pray in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you one more time for this morning. Thank you for this opportunity. Great opportunity. Some want it, they can't have it. But we graciously have it. Through your grace, you've given this day. For this is the day that you have made, that we should rejoice and be glad in it. We are glad in it. We are grateful. And we say that, Lord, this morning, have your way with us. We pray that you touch our hearts. Speak to us. Let nothing hinder us from hearing your word. Let us be counted this morning amongst them that your word fell on, the hearts that your word fell on and yielded fruit. Let fruits come out of our hearts today, because we'll be not just hearers, but doers of your word. We thank you. We bless you. This morning, we also celebrate our bishop. We want to say thank you so much for Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Thank you for all that you have done with him. Thank you for the blessing of ministry. Thank you for the blessing of even giving common people like me, like us, the opportunity to even be partakers of the grace that you have placed on his life, that we can join hands with him and do ministry and do our little best in the little world that we live in. This morning we say thank you for this gift. We honor him, not only with our lips this morning, but also with even our substance. We give you praise, we give you glory. We say, Lord, speak to us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, please be seated in the presence of the Lord. All right. So last week we started talking about types of giving, isn't it? And I said that I was going to tell you about four types of giving. And I said I'm not limiting that to that there are only four types of giving. There could be more. I'm sharing with you what I know. Tomorrow I may know six more, and I would share it with you as I learn more, isn't it? Then somewhere along I also made a little comment, if you understand or you remember, that when it comes to spiritual things, we cannot draw definite lines. And I use the gifts of the Holy Spirit as an example, isn't it? Yeah. For example, tongues with interpretation is equal to gift of prophecy. Gift of prophecy, given to edify people, the church, isn't it? Yeah. So when you exhortation, comfort, and what's the third one? Edification, exhortation, and comfort. That's what the gift of the Holy Spirit is, the gift of prophecy. So when you speak in tongues and you interpret it, it's equal to the gift of prophecy. because it achieves the same aim, exhortation, comfort, and edification. Amen. So, even though I use the example of Galatians 6:6 as a type of giving under seed giving, it does not mean that that is the only way. Galatians 6:6 applies only to seed. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'll show you what I mean. It can belong to different aspects of it. So don't be too rigid with what I'm sharing. Amen. Ask your neighbor, smile at your neighbor and say, do you understand what the brethren is sharing? So we said the first type of giving is paying of tithes. Paying of tithes. And we said that the motivation is obedience. All right? In other words, what drives us to pay tithes is we want to obey. We want to obey God. We want to simply obey God. Therefore, we pay tithes. All right? So you can say that the main motivation is obedience. Then number two, we said another type of giving is offerings. And we said that the main motivation, I'm putting main, so that you see that I'm not saying that that's the only motivation. So the main motivation is worship. When we give offerings, the center of offerings is worship. It is because of God. Do you understand? Worship just means having such a worth of something or somebody, and then you ascribe something valuable to the person. Do you understand? And that is the main motivation for offerings. Then the third type we said is the giving of alms, isn't it? And we said that the motivation is sympathy and compassion. Sympathy and compassion. Amen. I'll talk about it a little more in detail as God wills. Then the fourth type we said is the giving of seed, isn't it? And the motivation is faith. The motivation, the main motivation for giving seed is faith. You are believing that even as you give this, it's going to yield a certain outcome, isn't it? And the key verse we used was Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Let's look at it again. Luke 6, 38. Luke 6, 38. Can we have that verse? Luke 6, 38. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Sow, and you shall reap. Amen. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Yes, it's amazing. A lot of blessings that you receive will be through men. That is why you should not be eliminating men. Yes, we should be very careful how we eliminate men from our lives. Very, very careful. Because a lot of the blessings that you will get in your life is through a man. I'm blessed because I relate to Bishop Dag. I'm blessed because I relate to Apostle Joel. He's my apostle. He's the father of the land. Yeah, whether I like it or not, he's the father of the land. Do you understand? And I cannot easily cut him. I can't. It's wrong. I can't cut him. Yeah, it's not possible. Do you understand? So it is men. God would always use men. Sometimes you have to learn to choose how you want to be blessed. Are you understanding? So he says, for with the same measure that ye meet, wither all shall be measured to you again. Amen. So that brings us to Galatians 6:6. Let's look at it again. And last week, I shared Galatians 6:6 based on a type of seed giving. A type of seed giving. We have to learn to give all the types. Do you understand? Yeah. Because there are specific blessings associated with each of them. For example, when you give and pay your tithes, you see, we use the word payment when it comes to tithes. It's you are giving. Giving in the sense that by definition, it's something coming out of you to somebody. That's why it's giving. But it's actually payment. You see? So just like how you say you pay your taxes to Uncle Sam, when it comes to tithe, you pay tithe. Yeah. Now, when you pay your tithe in that category of giving, what happens is that God gives a specific blessing. And one of the blessings that he said he would rebuke the devourer for your sake. Yes, he would rebuke the devourer for your sake. And let's not be confused. I've said this many, many, many times. You see, you can also rebuke the devourer. But you have to stay awake 24/7. We've talked about how the devil is like a fly. In fact, the Bible calls him the God of flies. Beelzebub. Do you understand? Yeah. If you've lived in a place where flies are very common and you try to eat outside, you see that even here, sometimes summer, you can't. You have to constantly be doing this with one hand whilst you eat with the other hand. You can't do this when you are asleep. Because whilst men slept, you see, so you need a certain supernatural backing to supplement the little that you can do. And that is what tithe does. He says, when you pay tithe, he will rebuke the devourer. Do you understand? When you get to heaven, you can argue with God. I mean, ask him why he wants you to pay tithe. I'm just telling, my role is just a messenger. I'm just relaying to you what God has said. That's all. All right? And I'm saying that God said, I should tell you, that when you read Malachi, he said that when you pay your tithes, he rebukes the devourer for your sake. I want that protection. I don't know about it, but I want that protection. Yes. And he doesn't relate that rebuking the devourer to any other condition other than paying your tithes. At least I haven't found any other verse. Do you understand? So all the givings, the types of givings, bring specific blessings. All right? So let's go back to Galatians 6:6. So he says, let him that is taught in the word, let him. Turn to your neighbor and say, let him. By the way, when the Bible says him, it's created he both male and female. Okay? So don't be offended. Everybody is him in the Bible. All right? So let him, you see, the let him suggests that you think that Angel Gabriel will come and twist your arm and make you give. It's a decision that you have to make yourself. I decide that I will give. Let him. It's a decision that you must make. God will tell you to do it, but you have to. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're waiting for something supernatural like a tsunami to fall for you to give, it's not going to happen. Do you understand? It is something that you have to decide. Decide. Say, let him. It's a decision you make that this person blesses me. This person shares the word with me. And this is what scripture is saying. So I will. So he says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. All good things. Let him communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. In all good things. All right. Let's look at this in the Amplified Version. It says, let him who receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher. Let him share all good things with his teacher. How? Contributing to his support. Clean. How much more cleaner can it be? Do you see? So as we are doing this, exactly how scripture says we should do it. Because we are taught of it. Maybe because you don't see him every Sunday. Listen, I'm telling you that everything that I know, everything that I know that I share with you is through him. Yes. It is his mentoring and his teachings and his fathering me that has brought me to where I am. All right? So Galatians 6:6 belongs to him. He should be the one, not me. Are you understanding? All right. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. And we'll read from verse. Let's go up a little today. Let's start from verse 10. Philippians, let's use the King James. Philippians 4 and verse 10. It says, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity." So you can see that here, at the point, okay, these Philippians or the church, they were suffering from not doing, I use the word stuff because somebody said, and I picked it up. You see how sometimes people can help you preach. They were not doing or performing or obeying Galatians 6:6. So he says that now I'm happy. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now, at the last, at long last, now you've gotten it. I pray that we get it in Philadelphia. I said, I pray that we get it in Philadelphia. Point to your neighbor and say, neighbor, say, I pray that you get it at the last today. So that brought rejoicing in the heart. You see, Bishop has been wanting to do something with the lay, this by the way, with the lay ministry for a long time. The lay ministry is Lycos. Lycos means just we are volunteers. I'm a volunteer. All right? And it's a blessing. It's an opportunity to be part of something that we don't have to be part of it. It's a great opportunity to be part of it. And he's been trying to do it for a long time. Now, over the years, I've watched it. It goes and it comes. It's not been very workable. But all of a sudden, there's this new, now there's the lay world movement, United Denomination Lay World Movement, is working very well. And yesterday, Reverend Lindsay was telling us at a meeting that Bishop is very happy. Wow. So a father gets happy when all of a sudden, you know, something that he's struggling and he's been trying to beckon people to do, all of a sudden they are doing. Parents, isn't it also? All of us, isn't it? I'm happy if my son would do something that I've struggled to get him to do and now suddenly he starts doing it. I'm very happy. Do you see? So that was the heart of Paul here. And that should be the heart of a person, of a leader or a father. He said, I rejoice that at the last your care of me had flourished again. Even the word again means that they used to do it, then they stopped. Isn't it? And now they are doing it again. Wherein you were also careful. So it is also possible by this part of the verse that wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. So it's like we would like to do it, we would want to do it, we would have cared to do it, but we did not have the opportunity. So what I'm trying to show you from this scripture is that even the opportunity to give is a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a great blessing to have the opportunity to even have a day, the first Sunday of October every year, Galatians 6:6. Wow. Yeah. And it should be him, not us. That is why now we don't celebrate Galatians 6:6 for pastors. It's like when it's our birthday, then we have something small. We don't generally call it this, but it's the same scripture anyway. But the real Galatians is Bishop. Yeah, because he's the one that deserves double honor. Amen. He's the one, everything we'll have and we'll learn. Listen, if I stop teaching you today, all right, if I stop making reference to Bishop, all right, when I'm teaching you and you even come to this church, you know, and the church is like my church, not even Bishop mine. In other words, if I were to break you, a lot of you stop coming. In fact, all of you stop coming. Including my wife. She's told me already, if you leave this church, I won't follow you. So I'm saying to you that the reason why you are seated here today and you listen to me one night is because of him. Yeah, without him, you will not be listening to me. Yeah, that's why when I tell you that, look, next week I've changed the church. The church is now called Goobly God International. And to all of you, when you come, you know, stop wearing this t-shirt. Let's meet this. We'll stop. You see, that all, your faces will change. You, even those of you who don't seem to even like me, you see that you will change. You will not like to come to the church again. You see? So what I'm showing you is that it is him. It is Bishop. Are you understanding? Yes. Oh, why did you take the rest out? Okay. So I rejoice greatly, and now at the last, your care of me had flourished, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Let's go to the next verse. Verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of what, make it clear. I'm not saying this because I want something. Because the truth is that whether we give, in fact, Philadelphia is just a very tiny portion of the 3,000 branches worldwide. I mean, we just a small church. Is that true? So it's not because I want something. I'm not speaking in respect of one. Why? For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Yes. It's something that we've all learned from our papa, the bishop. I've been broke before, but you didn't know. Wow. You've also been broke before. And nobody knows. It's good. Yeah. It's not good to be broke all the time. You can't be broke every day. If you are broke every day, we have to look at something. Something has to change. You understand? Yeah. Don't be broke every day. Be broke sometimes, once in a while. Yeah. Do you see? But we learn. I didn't come to church and preach. You know, these days my shoe is worn out, you know. Or maybe kneel in front of you and then you see how my shoe is worn and there's holes in my... No. No. And that is where we should be. Please go back to the rest. I like how you are switching between screens. That's the way it should be. So, not that I speak in respect of one, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Next verse. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. It's clear, isn't it? Let's go on. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens. You see, let's not take scriptures out of context. I think Philippians chapter 4 is one of the passages that has suffered a lot from taking things out of context. Because it's another one we like. And then verse 19. Hopefully we'll read that one too. Do you see? I can. So this is the context under which he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. And by the way, when you say this verse, also include the things that you naturally are not given to. Because everybody, including me, there are some things that are not naturally given to me. In other words, there are some things I can close my eyes and do it. Lady Pastor knows. There are some things I can close my eyes and do it. And there are some things also I have to make myself do it. Wow. You see, in fact, this verse should be more applied to, not that when you're looking for something to related to money and all that. No. It should be related to things that you can't find yourself, like forgiving people. Yeah. Like paying your tithes. Or maybe giving properly. When is Galatians 6? This is when you should say, I can't. In fact, in context, this is when you should say, I can't. Because we're talking about a group of people that now their care has naturally come out. I can do all things. That's what. If everybody lift up your hands, I can do all things. I can do all things. Through Christ. Which strengthened me. Amen. You can obey every scripture. Yes. You can obey every scripture. scripture through Christ which strengthens you. You can obey every scripture. There should be no scripture left behind in your life. Don't partially obey scripture. You can obey scriptures through Christ who strengthens you.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 14. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. All right? So he's saying that you connected. That word communicate, communicate, communion, they're all related. The root word is all related. Koinonia. If you look at the Greek, we can't go into it, but it's a little, one is koinonia and one is koinonia or something. I mean, but the same, the root word is that koino. It's communicate. You know, you are sharing. You are participating. You understand? You are participating in whatever I am going through. All right? In this case, it was affliction, but in our father's case, you know something about Bishop. You see, you have to get close to him. You have to sometimes go near him. Yeah. To see him properly. I mean, this is a human being, a man of God, that is very, very unmaterialistic. Yeah. I think everything he has is in the ministry. Everything he gets goes into the ministry.
Wow.
It's true. Have you seen him driving a Mercedes Benz before? When Benny Hinn came to Ghana, Bishop picked him up personally. And then, in a pickup truck. When they got to the park, he said, "We are going." Benny Hinn asked, "This one?" He said, "Bishop, here, I'm driving, let's go." "I'm driving, let's go." Yeah. In fact, that is a sign of real wealth. Yeah, a real world is not noisy. That's how secret billionaires and millionaires are in America. You could have a millionaire next door. You don't even know.
Wow.
He's driving an old Chevy. You think, "Oh, what's it?" No, it's not by cars. It's not by cars. It's not by cars. It's not by cars. If you judge me by my car, you'll be very wrong. All right. So, notwithstanding, ye have done well that ye did communicate with my affliction. Verse 15. Watch this here. It says, "Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated," not that word again, "communicated with me." Communicated with me. In what way? No church connected with me. No church participated with me. No church shared fellowship with me. No church connected with me. In what way? "As concerning giving and receiving, but ye only." You know, when I read the amplified version of this, I dropped. In fact, I said that if I share this amplified version with some of you, will leave the church. But now I feel like sharing it. Please show me amplified. You'll be shocked. Look at it. "And you Philippians yourselves well know that in the early days of the gospel ministry, when I left Macedonia, no church assembly entered into partnership with me and opened up a debit and credit account." Ask your neighbor, "Will you still be in the church?" "Open up a debit and credit account in giving and receiving, except you." Hey! There are levels of giving. Look, this is in the Bible, though. This is a version of the Bible trying to explain the giving and the receiving. It's a debit and credit.
It's a high tech verse.
Wow. Give your neighbor a high five. Let's go back to the King James. Let's stay in the King James so some of you would not be irritated.
Wow.
So he says, now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me. Yeah. As concerning giving and receiving. You see, and listen to me. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
This is one of my greatest fears, to be disconnected from the Father of the ministry.
Yeah.
You see? And sometimes when you listen to him, if I went in Accra recently, a couple of weeks ago, when he was sharing with us on the last day of the conference, he was sharing, and I was so sad. He talked about a certain part of the country, Ghana. I mean, the whole church, the headquarters is in a country called Ghana. That he went. He was having a crusade. All right? And as he was having the crusade, a pastor in that locality was also having a convention in his church. Yeah. It's just a message to say that I don't care what you are doing. You preach, I preach. You have crusade, I have convention. Yeah, I will never do that. If bishop were to come and have a, we won't have church service. Wherever he is in Finland, I will close down and I'll beckon all of you. Let's go. Yeah. In fact, he was saying that when they went to the Volta region area, you know, as they were driving down the entourage, and when he's healing Jesus, we see it on the video clips. It's a long entourage. And as they drive along towns, he said, branches in towns, and sometimes when they are passing through a town, it's late in the night, they stand by the roadside with placards and waving and happy that our father is just driving by. He's not even getting down. And then some of us, when he's even in town, we can do things with ignoring. It's not possible. It's not possible. The day I do that, leave the church. Do you understand what I'm saying? The day I ignore Bishop, leave. I'm saying that with all confidence. The day you see me neglecting Bishop, ignoring Bishop, leave me. I'm not correct.
Wow.
Yes. That from that day, leave me. I'm not correct. Verse, please. So he's saying that no church communicator with me ask concerning giving and receiving ye only. Do you see? So that is why I'm strongly leading you and saying that let's do this Galatians say. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing.
Amen.
Because it's right. You understand?
Yes.
It's right. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you will see it. Let's go on. 16. For it says, even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity. So it's not just once. Again and again and again. 17. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may account or abound to your account.
Amen.
I desire fruit. The seed went into the ground, and I'm desiring fruit, or the seed must go into the ground, and I'm desiring fruit that will abound not to Paul's account, not to Bishop's account, but to your account. Listen, we have to understand it. You understand? Listen, whatever you are doing, you see, the church is just a platform. Do you understand? Yeah, because you cannot just get out, I'm a shepherd. You don't belong to a shepherd. Shepherd of what? Yeah. You cannot just be a pastor and have a lot of messages. Preach to who? So the church is just a platform, but the work that you do is for yourself.
Amen.
The reward is going to come to you. The fruit is going to abound, not to someone's account, but your account. It is true that the person who helped you get there will also get some shares. Yeah. But it's only a share. The main thing is coming to you.
Wow.
Are you understanding? So he said, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. To your account.
Amen.
As you are giving with a seed attitude, the reward, even an opportunity to have grounds that you can sow in.
Yes.
It's an opportunity. And a good ground.
Right.
Fertilized ground.
Yes.
Ground that you are sure that as you sow it, I'm telling you, I am, by God's grace, I am not poor.
Amen.
Yes, I've been doing this ministry for years, and I'm not poor because you give to me.
Wow.
You don't pay me. Do you pay me?
No.
I'm blessed because God blesses me.
Amen.
Yes. In fact, I'm so blessed, I'm afraid to leave what I'm doing. Yes. There's always a fear. Oh, yeah. If I live without that fear, I would have maybe rebelled. I won't lie to you. But there's always that fear because I can match 100% to who I am, what I am, where I am, status I am in life because of ministry.
Wow.
That I'm afraid to leave it. Yes. And I'm trying to show you that the fruit is your benefit. As I'm blessed, as Bishop is also blessed, but I'm also blessed in my area. Yeah. As the blessings come, they come on me. His blessings also come on him. Are you understanding? Please, verse. So it says, not because I desire it, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. We're ending. Verse 18. Someone is wondering, when are we ending? We are ending. He says, but I have all and abound. I am full. Having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell. I don't want to go into that again. Sweet smell, odor.
Amen.
What kind of giving are you going to give? Is it a sweet smelling, you know, offering or seed? Or one done out of grumbling? Sweet smell. A sacrifice acceptable. Last week we didn't touch on this part. Well pleasing to God. So you can see that even this, you can also look at this kind of giving also as an offering. That's why I stress that. Don't by any means draw a line that this is. If you do that with spiritual things, you can be very wrong. So this kind of giving, that is why he's saying, as you are giving to me, Paul, it is with a sweet smell, and it is a sacrifice, and it is acceptable, well-pleasing to God.
Amen.
You are giving it to me, but it's a sacrifice that is smelling nice,
amen,
and is to God. Then we come to 19, that we all like, isn't it? So don't forget all that he said before this, that my God, turn to your neighbor and say, my God. Come on, somebody preach with me, my God.
My God.
Oh yeah, my God.
My God.
Yeah, my God. You know, I have to go to one of these schools and get taught properly how to preach in America. You understand what I'm saying? But my God. My God. Then I should have a towel on the pulpit. Lady pastor, get me some towels. I should have towels. Then as I say, my God. Then I take the towel and I wipe my face. Some of you, because I'm not sweating, I'm not believing. I got to sweat. I got to sweat. From next week, I promise you, I'll start sweating. Because you have to see the sweat to believe. My God. I'll have pepper towels. Yes. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Wow. Then 20. We end with 20. That's the last one. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So ladies and gentlemen, it's a great opportunity to give on this occasion. And I will give. I don't want to miss my blessing. Amen.